Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We touched a lot of different places and fields and all sorts of areas.
Easy there.
Well, this is the last hour.
Easy now.
That was very well done, but easy now. Yeah, I get it. I get how you feel.
So I think this is a perfect time to remember, and that was a great time if you're feeling it, to go ahead and grab a piece of pizza.
See, it's a great thing to play at because you knew that as the energy gets zapped a little bit more and more, yeah. What's better than some nice pizza to go ahead and get your energy recharged.
I was just telling Paula, like, if I'm tired, I'm a little tired today for a myriad of reasons. I'm a little tired today. And so if I'm feeling the pinch of like, man, I'm starting to get hungry, I can only imagine. I mean, you were hungry 3 hours ago.
Oh, I mean, friend, if you're feeling famished, there is pizza right here for you.
I know, like I said, it's a health choice. I love pizza. You guys know, but I had it last night. Got to think about the diabetes. Got to think about
the box is right there. It's open. It's just sitting there waiting for someone to have it.
This is you wishing death upon me. Whereas when I encourage you to get some of that delicious pizza that's right in front of us.
Tell me the difference, which, by the way, we started off the show with me addressing that I was on a 1.5-day diet as of right now.
You don't need it.
And so I do need it. And so we are entering almost day two.
Can you second me on this? He does not need to take any poundage off here.
No.
You're looking
very
good.
Nice of you guys.
You're looking very, very good these
very
days.
Very nice of you guys to say such a thing and such a lie. And so we need help. And so, you know, I don't know that I really appreciate the tempting nature that you have put this pizza on with me.
I'm not tempting you. I'm simply saying you're hungry. You're looking great.
Touching that pizza.
You're looking.
We're not touching that pizza.
I believe that you want that to pizza. Be the. You're, it's going to sound like you're going to touch it.
I'm not touching it.
It sounds like you're going to touch it.
Mac, will you touch the pizza?
No.
So as I rightly predicted, by the way,
I bet you you'd touch it.
I'm not touching it. As I correctly predicted in the beginning of the show, when Baskin acted as if he gave us caviar in the corner and was like, hey, I got some nice pizza for you guys. Here it is.
Yeah,
you have not touched it. I have not touched it. Mac has not touched it. Jake Murren has not touched it. And Katie Pollock has not touched it. That pizza. No one's eaten that pizza.
Katie would never touch that pizza because it's been out for more than an hour. She's a germaphobe.
And perfectly fine. Which is exactly right.
You're just
right.
A hungry young man in need of sustenance to get through a laborious five-hour show.
And now Ken is tweeting out ahead of time. And so now Ken is mentally and physically and everything you need to be prepared to know that he's walking into a bunch of pizza that's being in the studio when he comes tomorrow. It's only fun if Ken doesn't know that it's coming. If Ken is completely surprised by the idea that pizza's on the table and he genuinely thinks we're just a bunch of animals around here, that's when it's fun.
It's a good time. You teed him off by putting him out on blast in the video that we released earlier today. I just feel like, you know, it's a five-hour show.
I'm good.
I mean, you're man.
We are.
You got
we are
a
strong.
Young kiddo at home.
This is like hour 22.
You got to fuel the soul.
I'm on like mile marker 22 of the marathon. That we're so far into this, there's no way we're not finishing.
Yeah, that happens to plenty of people who don't finish.
You get to mile marker 22.
I don't think you're finishing.
You're getting to the end.
I think you're going to touch it, and I don't think you're finishing.
They definitely finish.
Not everyone who gets to mile marker 22 finishes.
Most people that get to mile marker 22 do in fact finish.
Where's the analytics?
I don't have advanced marathon analytics at the handy. But I would imagine at some point, once you're 22, 23, you're mentally, there's no way you're not finishing that race.
I mean, I just see the
That's
look
where
in
I'm
your
at right
eyes.
Now. It's like 6:08. I got 50 minutes. There's no way I'm not finishing this show without touching that pizza.
I mean, your eyes are looking a little tired right now. Like, you might be a little jaundiced, I think.
Jaundiced?
Yeah. And jaundiced, you don't want to be jaundiced.
No, I guess you never do.
You don't want to be.
Does it seem like he's projecting a lot of his hunger onto me now? Is that what this feels like? This is kind of what it sounds like to me.
Now remember,
are you projecting your hunger and your tiredness onto me?
I'm actually pretty good right now.
You seem... No. There's bags under your eyes that I haven't seen in a while.
No, that's just how my face looks.
Nah, come on now.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, this is a trust tree with a nest. I'm just thinking about you. You know, it's very considerate of you.
You
got a long drive to know so.
It's very considerate
of you. If your blood sugar dips, God help you. I mean, God forbid.
Do you only call it no so because you want me to be no ho Hank so bad? Is that what that is?
No so.
It doesn't work.
No so Johnny.
I tried it in my head already. It didn't work. But do you want me to be, you want a no ho Hank so bad that you're trying to make no so and North Soul in a thing?
Well, no, you got a no so and we got a so so. Right? Because you live in North Solon. Katie lives south of Solon, let's say. Sorry, south of North Solon. And so, yeah. We got a no-so and a so-so.
I don't think so, man.
By the way, DC saying, what the hell has Jonathan been touching the last few hours and on camera? Not pizza. Not yet. I think it's time.
It's not time.
I got a lot of... I've heard the reviews on this pizza. What's your favorite pizza in town? Don't tell me into the microphone, but just, think of it.
I don't want to tell you into the microphone.
I've heard it's better than that. Whatever it is, I've heard it's better than that.
Not buying it. I'm sure it's good pizza. I'm sure it was great pizza 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Part of the problem with this pizza.
No, that's the best part about pizza. 5 hours is now. You can just put it into the microwave and it's you can make this pizza great again.
I told you I'd have pizza adjacent and I did. I had a Lunchable and I felt bad about it. I paid money to have a pizza adjacent thing while there was actual pizza that was here. Well, that's my take on it as well. I'm calling it pizza adjacent, but it's a different food. It doesn't really taste that much like pizza, but I like the taste. I like the taste that it actually isn't.
I'm going to go ahead and say that those Lunchables, which we do all feed to our children,
I love them.
Not real food.
And that's fine, but sometimes you want a taste for that little, it's a little cardboard. It's not even like, you know what I mean?
You want a taste for cardboard?
It tastes like a little bit like cardboard sometimes.
That sounds like a man thirsting for some real pizza.
It's got, no, sometimes, have you ever had those moments where you want, even like bad pizza is still a good time?
Well, that sounds like you want a good time.
At least the Lunchable, it's a controlled amount of calories. I know what it is. I'm set. And I'm also not going to eat 12 of them. You get one Lunchable and you feel like a fat person enough.
You can't eat 12 in 1 hour's time.
12 what?
Top 12 pieces. You're a top out at 2 pieces. Top out at 2 pieces.
You're just trying to see how many pieces I could eat now. I know what's happening here. You're not good at the slippery wizard game.
That's not true.
You and I both know we can eat more than 12 pieces of pizza in one sitting.
Well, okay, but not in an hour's time.
How much of the pizza you had last night did you have?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good save. While driving, no less.
You ate it while driving?
Yeah, I did.
So I've done that as well.
I've created a real bad habit recently.
Isn't that the worst, though, when you start eating while you're driving, and then you get home, and you're like, man, this would have been better if I just hung out and waited for a little bit?
So...
Because you're not even focused on the pizza when you're eating and driving. You're just kind of like eating, and you're not enjoying it
the part that you should be.
I know.
I'm enjoying it more than enjoying driving, I'll tell you that.
That's true. It just feels like such a waste at the end of when you get home, you're like, man, I wish I would have had the excitement of getting ready to open up that piece of pizza and the box of pizza.
You got to understand, I get pizza sauce and pizza accoutrement on me when I'm not driving. I got home.
Looks like you're in like a
Thursday,
food fight.
It looked like I was in the movie Platoon, like I was Willem Dafoe after he got shot up, because there was just red all over one of my shirts.
Like you just went in a paintball war.
And Vanessa, God bless her heart, greeted me like I was just the most hopeless son of a you know what on the planet. She's like, "Did we get pizza on our shirt?" I felt like Hacksaw. I felt like an absolute...
Did she treat you like a toddler in that moment?
It was a total toddler touch, and like, I gotta say...
Somebody get pizza on their shirt. Yeah. Somebody got pizza on their shirt. Who's got a napkin for big guy?
And she said it in such a sweet, well-intentioned way, but it was the... It was whatever the adult version of emasculating is, where like you feel like an adult and then somebody talks to you and you feel like a child. That's what it felt like of, I'm just going to throw this thing in the washer. Could we never talk about this again?
Sounds like it was warranted.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like it was warranted. No, and honestly, anger would have been warranted. It looked like a Jackson Pollock painting on my chest. All right? It wasn't great, but the pizza was.
And so last night, you ate it on the ride home.
I ate it on the way to see Mama at the Cleveland Clinic, and then I ate it on the way home. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you had round two after you visited.
Damn right I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Because then it had cooled.
You didn't bring it into the refrigerator for the Cleveland Clinic either. That was just hanging out in the truck.
The pizza that I got is amazing when it's hot. And it's even really good when it's not, when it's just like, hey, this used to be hot 20 minutes ago. Oh.
And maybe that's what this mystery pizza in front of us is as well.
I thought.
Maybe it gets better with age.
I thought.
Like a fine wine.
I thought I was going to take half an extra large pizza home to Vanessa. That is not what happened.
The better question is, how much sauce did you have on your shirt? Or did you have more in round one or more in round two?
Actually, I ate it like a Wolverine, like a starved Wolverine. There was no time yesterday for the sauce to fall off the pizza because I inhaled pieces. I even did like the fold thing. I had grease all over both of my hands. Driving was dangerous, right? It was like going down a slip and slide at a Diddy party. That's where my hands were. and yet it was delicious.
Let me ask you this question. You ever pick up a pizza and then you put it, I eat about like half of the first slice while parked.
Oh yeah.
And then I start my drive. Like, it's almost like a confirmation of like, we can do this. I can eat it while being behind the wheel, and then we get the half of a slice, and then we just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you start eating it.
You start eating it.
Then you start driving, and then you keep eating it. Because
you
can't,
for some reason, you don't want to start while you're driving. That's not the place to start. You start while parked, and then you work your way into it.
Absolutely. Because then you feel less guilty about the thing in the first place.
Because you felt like you made a real solid effort at it. Like the old college try. Like, I was going to eat the whole thing while sitting there, but I can do this.
Like, I'll just be square with you. I think trying to break off pieces of pizza while driving is far more dangerous than texting while driving.
Oh, I feel like if you...
neither hands on the wheel, you're...
If you gave me an Olympic... If you gave me an Olympic event, I might be in the running for this. Breaking a piece of pizza off with one hand... And using like the pinch of the thumb with the index finger to then break it off in a clean, even slice. I got it down.
216-474-0092. JP eats pizza while he drives. I eat pizza while we drive. Do you? I mean, I'm just looking for somebody to make me feel less fat right now. an update on a huge target the Cavaliers could be chasing in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.